You're listening to the Thank God for Nostra podcast.
Welcome to another Thank God for Nostra podcast. I am Huddle Bod, also known as John. I'm the developer of the Coracle.social Nostra client, and today I am talking to Pablo and Fiat Jeff. Thank you for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Please act professional.
Well, we can't promise much.
Oh, I know. So the pretext for this conversation is NIP 29. We'll see what percentage of the conversation that actually occupies. But how long has NIP 29 been around now? When did you first draft it, Fiat Jeff?
I think it's been over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah, it's probably...
That sounds right.
But it was basically, there was not even an attempt for implementation for what, like 4 months of that year, at least?
No, there was...
What was the first implementation?
There was a client that I did with that guy, what's his name? The guy that is working on Seer now. We started working together on a Go implementation using native UI for the previous version. But then... Motherboard told me it was shit, and I thought about it and I made a new one. And the new one, I think, is much better, but Motherboard thinks the previous one is better now.
I need to read the previous one now.
No, I don't know. I think the previous one matches more with your current ideas, I think, but still, I don't think it's good. I think it's too bad. It's too bad. Very bad.
Why don't you introduce what NIP 29 is for the 99% of the people that don't know what it is?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, only a few people have memorized all of the NIP numbers. So, so NIP 29 is simple groups.
He just did air quotes. He just did air quotes. It's important to signal that.
I thought I knew what simple groups were, but I don't think I know anymore. But I have an idea of what simple groups are. And so, yeah, I guess the purpose of this particular episode of the podcast is to convince Pablo and Fiat Jaff of their delusions and convert them to my side, or for me to give up and join the dark side of the NIP 29 cabal. So NIP 29 is...
You can bet now that if any of these things is going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Set up your bets now, live. Since we're not streaming. As far as I understand it, NIP 29 is a way to delegate group access and administration to relays. And there have been different iterations, and I have some ideas about, you know, what this kind of thing should look like, but I don't know if it should be rolled into NIP 29 or not, or whether my opinions matter, but the idea is basically relay-based groups. Right. Okay. Go ahead and refine or contradict that definition, guys.
No, so far, so kind of good. I would not tie to the relay in such a strict manner. It does delegate a lot of, I guess we could say, authority to the relay. But it's not tied to the relay, which I think it's where our opinions deviate. But other than that, it's like the goal is to be able to have... I mean, the way I've been thinking about this is to have like a mini Nostr with all the functionality of Nostr, but scoped within something. And the easiest way to... Or the simplest way that doesn't include all kinds of... complexity, like extreme complexity, is to just say, okay, I will delegate some trust to the relay for the relay to not kind of fuck with me too much. But I don't think it's tied to the relay. So, yeah.
So was this originally a response to NIP72 communities? Because, you know, when you talk about complexity of building... Oh, also the chat rooms, the NIP... I can't remember what NIP that one is, but the chat rooms where you, like, create a room and then edit the room and then edit the room and then edit the room without replaceable events, which I'm still against replaceable events, even though the ship is completely
sailed. We all know.
But, you know, so like there is prior art about complexity of groups, of like clients having to download a whole bunch of messages in order to build member lists or figure out where the group is actually hosted or all that kind of stuff. So is like NIP29 kind of a reaction against that originally?
Yeah, I think it is kind of reaction against that. And also, like, one of the reorganizations was that the primary goal was to make chat rooms, and then we expanded to accept anything. But the chat room, it needs consistency, like temporal consistency. And the other things don't need that much. Like, you can see a reply that came later and showed up because it's referencing a previous message. So it's like a thread, and you don't need to read everything in sequence. You can just follow the conversation via the reply tags. But for a chat, you need consistency, immediate consistency. And only a central server can provide you that. So that was one of the initial design ideas.
Yeah, and just to flesh that out, so the idea is if you have a group that exists on two separate relays simultaneously, and one of the relays is inaccessible to some of the users because of like geographical limitations or IP blocking or something like that, and you have some users on relay A, some users on relay B, and some on both. The people on both can see everything consistently, but people who are only on one of the two relays are going to miss context that exists on one relay and not the other if the relays aren't like strongly federating, basically, right?
Yeah, but the initial idea was not to have groups existing multiple relays at the same time. And I think still no one should aim for that. Like, you could have a backup relay, but I think people, I don't know, maybe it's possible, maybe it's a good idea, but I think the initial implementation should just be like one with the group existing in one relay, and you can move to another relay, but then you stop using that one or use it just as a backup, and you have one main relay that is the place that is guaranteeing the group.
So I agree with the part where you say that we should start with one relay. I disagree with the other part. I think there is a lot of design space to have the same group existing multiple relays. And it's not like the typical redundancy. I mean, yeah, you also get the redundancy. But I think it's kind of cool where I could have a relay that forks a group, group A, and then my relay has group A, and I can have a different moderation policy because it has a different admin. But all the content, so my group on relay B, whatever, is a superset of the content of group A, of the relay A's group. I don't know. I think there's something cool there, but it's definitely experimentation style stuff and not like just the basic use case of just having simple groups that work.
So if one source of data for the group is a superset of another source, how do you deal with missing context for people who are using the subset source?
What you love, relay hints. No, because if I'm publishing, if I am not a member of the group A on relay A, but I am on relay B, I can publish stuff on relay B. Relay A will reject it, but then the people from relay B, from relay A, can see that there is this extra content whenever someone replies to my messages, and they can just go in and fetch it if they so choose.
Okay, so what if they don't have access to the relay that is hinted?
They know that they are missing something. They can tell that there is some message that, for whatever reason, they can't access. I think it's fine. Again, I think it's
the
single space
global nostril. Like you can miss messages if you really you don't have access to a relay where the messages.
Yeah, but that only works. That only works if you have a reference to the event. So, like in a note context, that would be the parent that a reply is replying to. In a chat context, you have kind of that previous hint sort of thing. But that doesn't guarantee that all the messages that might be missing are actually listed in that previous list. So I don't know. It still seems to me that some context could slip through.
That's why I'm saying that that's not the base case. Like this is,
it's
should not even talk about this because it's just experimentation and people will be aware of their shortcomings if they do it.
Well, I think this is really helpful because this is actually what I was trying to achieve a month ago when I started working on Flotilla. Was I really wanted this experimental case to work because, you know, okay, so you got your group ID and it exists on relay A, B, and C. And as a user, maybe you have only access to two of those or because of policy or like one might go down. And so, you know, a question I've had for a long time is what does Nostr have to offer to groups? Because Nostr's multi-relay architecture is basically there for censorship resistance. And so, but small groups or even medium-sized groups don't have as acute a need for censorship resistance because they often have an administrator whose job is to perform censorship. And so it's like a different model. And so the open question that I have, and I think I'm getting there to the answer, but it's definitely more in the realm of like, a group lives on a relay rather than straddles a bunch of different relays. But the question is like, what does Nostr have to offer to groups, or should we be just building groups on a protocol that is based on a centralized solution? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense, but you can ask the same question about DMs and other types of group chat, like the MLS stuff. You could have a different open protocol for doing this, but like if you made a new open protocol with signatures and identities and public keys and a default message format and a default transport that everybody would use, but then you say, oh, this is just for groups, and then you would end up with something that is very similar to Nostr, right?
Well, the idea, like one of the core ideas of Nostr is that you publish to more than one relay. And that brings up the problem of missing context in like a chat use case. And then also the reason you're publishing redundantly is because you don't trust any of the relays. And so if you're trusting a relay.
You just said that we should do a protocol centralized, like centered around centralized servers that would be the groups, like that would be hosting the groups.
Yeah, I just don't see much of an alternative to that model unless you want to really embrace the chaos like Pablo is advocating.
No, but...
And maybe that's feasible, but it won't provide a good user experience.
You're saying that we should perhaps make a new protocol just for groups, and this protocol would say we are going to use centralized servers, each for one group or one for multiple groups or whatever. But this is not Nostr. It's just using signatures.
Yeah. That's what I'm positing. I'm not saying we should do that. I'm just bringing up that concept as like a devil's advocate sort of position of like, well, why are we bothering with Nostr? Why don't we just fork revolt.chat and make it so that you can add new servers that are compatible, you know? Because that would be Nostr's a much lighter lift.
No, it's not.
It's not only that it's much easier, even if it were easier to do the other way. You are starting from the premise of let's start designing on the worst possible scenario in which NIP29 groups are censored. So if an instance of NIP29s goes the worst possible way, that gets you to the point where you are starting from. So in most cases, that's not what's going to happen. I mean, most cases, it's just going to be one, maybe two relays, whatever. They are federated, they're collaborating, and there is no issues whatsoever. And you get all the benefits of Nostr. And then you can have like the super interesting cases, which I am... very moved by, where there is some disagreement and it's not the same admin list, it's not the same members list. One group is federating the other group. I don't know, like that, yes, embrace the chaos. That chaos, it's I think it's fascinating. Even just from the standpoint of, like, there is a conversation, and because I am part of, like, the official group that is only a subset of the other group, I'm only seeing one perspective, like, the more approved perspective. If you were to imagine, and I think you, Hodlboth, are too tied, even with your recent rewrite of NIP 29, you are too tied with kinds as super important within groups. I think, like, because one of the things that you wrote is there is a chat room that has only chat kinds. There is a forum room that has only forum kinds. And, like, okay, once you want to have classifieds, or you want to have long form, or you want to have videos, you're going to create, like you are literally recreating every single kind, but with a tag, a name, right?
Yeah, no, that's a whole other issue that I think is really interesting, and I haven't completely settled on. But the reason that I had that is I think it's a good observation in the current version of NIP 29 that, you know, if you don't say that these things are what are, like, if you don't have user interface expectations, you can't have any interface other than notes, right? So, like, how does a calendar event fit into a chat room? And even
could
worse,
be at the top, it could be at the side, it could be sequential feed.
You can have that same question about any Gnosta client, just not within groups. It's just on why doesn't Coracle render these, I don't know, coin join kind, right?
Like, well, yeah, there's two parts to that, right? There's the part of, I have an event, what do I do with it? I don't know how to render it. And that's where you have, like, the alt tag and NIP89 handlers and stuff like that. That solves that problem. That's great. But what if you have a relay and an interface, and then you don't know to ask for certain kinds? Like, do you just say, I'm not going to include a kinds filter, and just everything with the H tag I bring out?
Yes. That is fucking embrace the chaos. That is embrace the chaos. No fucking kinds filter. You fucking show everything.
And I like that idea. I'm just, like, sort of worried, like, what is that going to look like from a user experience perspective?
You don't have to do like Pablo is saying, like, you can do that. You do. Also just filter some.
Shut up, Phil. Shut up, banana boat. No, like, there will be clients that are more like primal, that are more focused on everything as expected and no deviations from what a normie user would expect. You can have more clients, it's like Nostrudel, that are going far more into the chaos part. And you can mix and match. You can render in whatever way you want.
Okay, I'm totally open to that idea. That is not core to my
objection
to 20.
You were just overthinking it. Just embrace the left side of the curve, Hodlboth. The only problem is that you're overthinking.
It could be. So I'm ambivalent on that question.
I think we should just do, like, highlight.
Yeah, I'm pretty ambivalent on the question of kinds. Like, pulling kinds that are, like, totally nonsense and, you know, like, I don't know, like, exactly. Like you said, like, coin join round kinds and not knowing how to display them, that's not a super big deal. You can abbreviate that somehow in a chat room or in, like, a forum or something. I think another aspect of it, though, that makes it hard is the reply kinds. So if you have a specific reply kind, and that's the only way to reply to a thread in a forum-like interface, then you can't really embed weird kinds. And I really like the idea of accommodating any kind, but, like, those have to be meshed into the reply kinds, because reply, as we've learned, is complicated.
We don't have to talk about that specific reply kind. It was designed there, like, before the new shiny.
Yeah, but both, like, solve the same problem different ways. So, like,
love, yeah. Yeah, we could remove the specific one from NIP29 and just use the one with the prefixes from A2, Franca.
Or in your case, like, either. Someday you might want to reply to something with a calendar event, right? So if kind 1111 or 20210 or whatever are the only reply kinds, then how do you do that? Like, I kind of think there should be like a repost reply kind maybe to solve that, to loop in weird, unusual kinds into the reply structure.
I think the reply, like the 111 NIP 22 thing, the tagging thing that it does to signify replying, we should just be able to use that on like a calendar or the CoinJoin or whatever. Like, just embed the same schema.
But then you still can't differentiate between a root and reply notes unless you have like a tag that, you could just do a tag that says like, you know, X reply, and then you filter on X's reply. And that's a, like, it would be a subdivision of kinds. But now we're talking about composition of kinds, which I know Fiat Jaff hates, so.
He loves it. He changed his mind.
I don't even know what you're talking about. it's so complex. I think. No. I really don't understand.
I can't remember the specific example, but a while back, you know, I used to be in favor of, like NIP32. Everyone hates NIP32, right? Because you're creating namespaces within a namespace. So why not create new kinds, right? And I basically agree with that, except NIP32 is a nice playground for user-generated data, like NIP78 is. But yeah, like, I basically agree. If there's a new use case, you should just, you should support it with a new kind. Right. But replies is weird. It breaks that paradigm because it's not an entirely new use case. It's like, it's a way to relate nodes together.
Okay. So does that mean that we're going to use Atu, Franca kind, or I don't know. I don't know why is this so important. Like, we can use anything. For the kind, like, I don't think using the kind that is defined there on NIP29 today, I don't think that breaks anything. Like, if you want to have a forum kind or a thread, like a thread view, and you just specify that for the thread with your thread to use these things. But I think maybe you could just use the
yeah. I think if you have a specific reply kind, you can't embrace the chaos, right? Like, if there's a specific reply kind to a specific thread, you're only going to have those two kinds in a thread.
Yeah, but you can always do like highlighter.com use it to do, or it still does. That is, you create a highlight and then you create a NIP one with the highlight reference inside. And
yeah, I think that would be how you would solve it.
I don't know if, I still don't know.
Mm, yeah.
I still don't know if that's the idea, like we should do that for everything, or if that's a horrible idea. I think Pablo himself doesn't, like, he advocates for a different style, but then he implemented that style, so I don't know.
I like the atomicity of things. So that's why with the highlights and adding a comment to a highlight, I see it as two distinct things. And I like the idea of this kind represent this thing, and if you want to add a comment to that thing, it's this other event.
Yeah. I like that too. I like that.
Yeah. So it makes sense then to compose.
Yeah, I don't.
The content with replies. Well, so if you want to put a calendar event in a reply, then you make the reply and you reference the calendar event with a queue tag or something like that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay,
I think that's better. Yeah.
Like, for example, think about like a live chat room kind. On Telegram today, you can have a group and you can have like pause in the middle of the chat, for example. So that would be a different kind, maybe. Like, we just send the poll and the poll lives there and you can go back and vote on it. But it's like in the chat stream. Or you could like have a sidebar with the poll like for a while, and after some time it vanishes. And you can, on Telegram today, you can start like live chats, live audio or video chats, and then they put a bar on the top that you can click to go to there. So you could have that on a group and that's it. And you could have a chat with the thing on the top you could also have that for a calendar. Like, if there's a group event coming, the client could show that. Like, there's a lot of room for UI experimentation there. I don't know why you're saying it's so impossible to put all these things together. And if your client doesn't want to display CoinJoin events, you just don't display CoinJoin events.
Yeah, like a negative filter would be really helpful to say, like, I want everything except for these things that I already know I don't want. I only really was bringing that up because it was in NIP 29. But I'm really, you know, I would prefer, if it's possible, to embrace the chaos. That's what I currently do with 87, right? That's my proprietary private group with the shared key stuff. I have text notes, calendar events, and classified listings. And they all show up on different tabs within the thing. But, you know, any other kind could be put into there. And it wouldn't really impair user experience, except when that other kind is referenced somewhere. And then you use NIP89 to find a handler for it or something like that. So I think, you know, what I was thinking was NIP29 appears, the way it's currently written, it appears to want to support more opinionated interfaces like a forum or text or like a chat. But I think you're right. Like, just post a calendar event to the chat and leave it up to clients to handle that. I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it chat. I would say age, and the age is whatever you want. So post it to the group.
Yeah, so, okay, that is a different thing, because, like, forum style and chat style, can they have the same data model, or do they need a different data model? Because you have a root, right? In a forum style, you might have a room with, like, a board, right, with a bunch of threads, and then those have children. So you would actually want to have a reply chain in that case, whereas chat is a flatter structure.
I don't remember who I wrote a NIP for chat, like we have the live stream or live whatever kind, and that kind itself has like a chat for a substream, and then I wrote like a generic one where there is a root and there is a chat under the root for whatever it might be, and. Someone wrote a comment about why is this not just a kind of one? What's the difference between a forum and a chat? And I, tongue-in-cheekly, responded on GitHub with, as if I were in a chat, with like very short answers. And even though it's the same format and it's the same, it can feel the same.
Yes.
They feel very different. Well, like when, if you use Telegram or if you use whatever, Twitter, in the same way that you would use Telegram, you immediately realize that it makes no sense to send, you know, the same message in five different lines. So I do think that those are different.
Yeah, so different kinds, but then that brings us back to the problem of how do you put a calendar event into a chat or into a forum? And I feel like maybe the best, well, the way that I've thought of to solve this is to have a hint that says this room is this kind of room, right? So like by convention, this is a chat room and you don't reply to other messages unless you want that like call out thread sort of thing. Whereas it's a forum where, so the default is messages are a reply to something and you only create a root level note if you want like an entirely new topic. Yeah,
I think we had a discussion about this, what, like 2 months ago, where I see the age, so the group itself. I think this is opening, like this is taking the conversation in this direction, where what is the hierarchy of groups and rooms? Because in your view, Huddlebot, you see the relay as a group, and anything that lives within that relay is a space, a room within that group. And I think the age is the group, and the hierarchy can be taken from something else. So, for example, if I want to create a group about whatever, Noster, we can have another group that is NIP discussion and another group that is whatever, Noster development, use whatever it may be, fadding Noster, another group. And that hierarchy, we can represent that hierarchy in many different ways. So I don't think we need to tie it to the relays or have like this explicit kind that defines room. Because say, for example, like, I was going to talk about nested hierarchies, but we don't need to open that kind of worms. But it's just like a new 51, like a list of okay, Noster is the title of this list of groups that for whatever reason, they are part of a similar thing, right? They encompass Noster, and we have all these other groups that are whatever, NIPS, Noster Development, Fudding Noster, and I can be part of one of some of those groups. I can be part of one. I can be part of anyone of all of them. But yeah, I would be explicit with regard to organizing those groups, and that removes this need of, oh, this is a chat room, this is a forum room, this is a calendar room, etc., etc.
I have a lot of thoughts there, but recursive groups, I have no problem with. We probably shouldn't start there, but if a like, it should be possible if you have a recursive group set up that clients that don't support it can just render them in a flat hierarchy, right? That's not a big problem. The big problem that
I didn't say recursive. I said nested.
Okay, yeah, sure. I guess it's not technically recursive, but yeah, nested. Yeah, let's not do recursive.
It's not deep 32. It's not deep 32. It's not Turing complete.
You could have, like, for example, a group that defines another group as its parent. But then later it decides to emancipate from that and become an independent group. So it changes, removes the parent and becomes an independent.
Yeah, so I think that's fine. What I think is more important is that the distinction between relays and groups, like you can't have a group without a relay. At least you can't have a group that's supported by a relay without a relay. Like you could potentially have a group that straddles different relays, but then you get into that kind of like complex scenario where there's different policies and content everywhere. If we're just thinking of a group as living on a single relay for now, there is an access policy for the relay and you have to deal with that. And so maybe that access policy is just, this is a NIP29 relay. It rejects everything that's not posted to a group, but there is a policy there. And so the simplest metaphor for this group setup, I think, is what Discord has. Where you add a server and then there's a bunch of rooms, right? And so a lot of the talking past each other, I think, comes from like me having that in my head, Fiat Jeff having Telegram in his head. But the reason I think that's the best metaphor, even though you could put it into these other metaphors, is because of that relay piece. So you can have a piece, you can have a software where you're a member of multiple different servers, right? And they're actually different servers, which is cool. And then there's rooms within those. What do you guys think? Why am I wrong? Why is that not important?
I just think in general, metaphors will, like, they can be useful, but for the most part, they will get in the way of your thinking. So once you understand the problem, you should stop using that crutch and just be a man and think for you. No, but for real, like I think you are getting hung on, like, you used the metaphor to go from Discord to NIP29, and now you are trying to look at NIP29 as if it were Discord. So you're trying to bring this concept of like room and all these things.
So there's a reason why this metaphor matters. You want to surface the relay because you want users to be able to choose different relays based on who the actual admin of the group is, right? Because the actual admin is the relay, and that's built into NIP29, you've got the pub key. But if you aren't surfacing, like if you're joining individual groups kind of a la carte, you're not really surfacing the relay. If your group ID is relay, single quote group ID, then that becomes opaque to the user. And it kind of leads towards, I think, an over centralization of groups. So like having multiple relays for a single group might be kind of an interesting experiment, but it's not super necessary for communities because usually you have a super admin who's like sponsoring the community. If he goes rogue or dies, he takes the community with him. With Nostr, you've got signatures so you can do a backup. So that's nice. And you can escape and migrate. But in like 90%, 99% of cases, that's never going to be a real problem. If the admin goes away, the community goes away. And so you then have at the other end of the spectrum, if groups are primarily like a record in a database, you can host an infinite number of groups on a single relay. And that centralizes groups. So when you go to create a new group as a community organizer, you're no longer asking the question, how do I get a relay? You're asking the question, how do I make a group? And so,
okay. I agree with all that sentiment. I think it's very important. And that's why in my relay, my NIP29 relay, I made an explicit requirement that you have to go to the relay homepage that shows a bunch of HTML, and then there you agree with the relay, like, you know, you're creating a group on that relay. But and I think like there could be multiple ways of you learning about the relay and asking the relay to create a group for you, and then you as the group creator, you know that
but I don't think that solves it at all.
And when people join it, like, they don't have to know very much about it. Like, they can see the relay that the group is in, but they trust you as the group owner to have picked the relay that is appropriate. But yeah, but people wanted to, like, 0x chat implemented it, and they wanted the automatic creation of groups. So they abstract away the relay part and just make a button.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to know what's going to happen, you just look at the current products, and it's just like create group, and then it's centralized. So,
and yeah, I think that's horrible, but that's what's the UX specialists tell us to do, and we have to hide everything from the user. But I don't think we should do that.
But that's an unforced error, you know. Like in Discord, you can search for other servers. In Flotilla, you can already look for other relays. You just go to the Discover tab and it looks for relay hints and then pulls them all in and then shows all the relays. So, like, you don't have to put the group front and center. Like, you can put the relay front and center. And the reason the Discord metaphor is appealing to me is because they've already done the hard work of introducing users to the concept of a server, even though they don't use servers.
Do you think it was a hard work? Like, I think they just did something and people adapted. I think if we do that on Nostr, if we do like some very complicated thing on Nostr, people will adapt it as long as they want to use Nostr or need to use Nostr.
I think both of you are underweighting the fact that the moment a group has enough interesting activity, someone will start keeping a backup on their phone or on their umbrella or whatever, and they will start just copying everything from, like, it's just backing up their data. The moment, like on Telegram, I would do that if I were able to copy some of my conversations in a very simple way where it's literally just adding this other Telegram backend, I would fucking totally do that. And I think that's the same thing that's going to happen with NIP29. The moment someone has, say, for example, in Highlighter, I use NIP29 for content creator content and chat rooms and whatever. By default, they will use my relay. The moment they have enough, they have some paid members or enough of a community, they will find a way to spin up a relay on DigitalOcean and just add it as one more relay. So I don't think this is, especially that relay is not going to be like a contentious fork. It's just going to be a redundant relay. So I don't think this is as problematic as you guys are thinking.
I completely agree with that. I think having a backup makes total sense. The risk of a backup becomes backing up to a relay that doesn't have any access controls and then making the group public read if you find the right backup. That's the main risk. So I would discourage people from doing that. But like for people who want to, yeah, they can absolutely run a backup. And as long as you have signatures, no group is fundamentally private. But like you're saying, like that doesn't have any of the contention problems because it's understood as not the canonical source of data. So,
and I think that's also kind of signals a little bit of the different mental model. If your goal is to have these super private secret communications, this is probably not it. Or at least it should be run on a relay that you have very, very strict control, whatever, either remove signatures or whatever. But I mean, you can always take a screenshot. So I always back to that. You can always take a screenshot of your most secret communications. So if it's really secret, just don't do it digitally. Just go to the middle of the forest and have your top secret conversation there, and that's it. This is not it. This is simple groups. It's something that accommodates 99% of the use cases and not like the super paranoid use case that there is a space for that. It's just nothing digital will solve it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, but there are still like, there are considerations. Like, it's very hard to accidentally leak your entire group history through screenshots, but it'd be very easy to do that. So stripping signatures is probably a good idea, and in discouraging backups. But that's all like,
how is it easy to leak a group if you don't want to leak it? What are you going to do? Like, you're going to accidentally write a script and run the script?
As an admin, if you have 500 people in your group, only one of those people can. So that, let's say they're like, I want a backup just in case the admin deplatforms me.
If your group has 5,000 people, 500 people, it's already public.
It's already public. Right? Like 100%.
It's already public, but it's not trivially public, right? Like, so if you have someone in there who wants to leak something to someone, they can do that. But if you say, okay, I want a backup, so I'm going to just choose Domus and I'm going to back up everything to relay.domus.io. Now, anytime anyone asks for a kind one, they're going to ignore the H tag. They're going to get all of your private kind ones. Like, you're taking it, you know, it's not the idea of like actual privacy versus false privacy. It's how widely do you want to publish this not totally private information, right? Do you want to fire hose it into global, or like, do you want to like sort of maybe keep it on your server? That's why I had the minus tag in the revision. Like, the minus tag is like, hey, like, maybe more people are going to support this. You know, it should be.
A lot of people are already supporting it.
The secret unicorn protected tag.
It works, regardless if anyone supports it. One other thing on that.
You can always say after the fact, I did say that, but I didn't want anybody to eat or...
I did call you a racist, but I didn't want you to know.
At least you know that I didn't want you to know. Another thing on like community groups is like, you know, when I was trying to do, when I first approached Flotilla, I was very, very much taking Pablo's model of like, the group ID is canonical and it can live on multiple relays wherever. And where I really ran into trouble with that is like the additional overhead required to set something like that up, combined with the lack of interest in any server admin ever caring about that. Like, what server admin is going to say, like, at the outset, I want to make sure my group is immune to me deplatforming it. That's not a value proposition. And so, you know, architecting a solution around that is like, but which is what I was trying to do.
That, I disagree with that so much. Like, if you want to be able to ban people, you are not going to tell them, come engage with me in Noster, where you have no controls over who replies to you and who sees your stuff. So I think it's just a category error. Like, you wouldn't be in Noster if you wanted to. Like, you want to retain the power as a group admin of saying, this is my group. But if someone is copying your data and they have like a fork of your data and they have this other discussion that is running parallel to your discussion, I just think if you don't want that to happen, you just wouldn't come to Noster at all.
Yeah, and I think like the situation you're describing is like a real thing, but that kind of brings me back to the point of like, why are we doing this on Noster anyway? Like, most people are going to want to control their group, like, you know, private Telegram channels and stuff that are right protected. Those content creators are not going to want people to sidebar on their own infrastructure. They want to control their group. So
I think when you join a group, you want to be controlled by the owner of that group. Like, if you join a chat group about Marlon Brando, and Marlon Brando himself is the admin, you want that, right? you trust Marlon Brando enough to admin his own community, and that's what you want. And I don't know what's the. I think you both talk about completely different things.
Well, yeah, and there are also, I think like, not, there are other different use cases. So like, I think Pablo has in mind like the ultra Reddit use case, which I think is awesome. Like forking of Reddit's communities is a great feature because no one wants the admin of the Reddit community to be in total control. The use case I have in mind is my like church group, which should be like relatively private and not, you know, spread all over the place and forked and stuff like that, but back, you know, back upable. So those are like two very different things. And so I think, you know, something it well, and this is one reason that I'm not sure.
I don't think they're so different. I think they're the same. I think they're the same, but one is big and has a lot of tension and a lot of people, and there will be forks and so on. And the other one is a small, closed with people that mostly agree or they have a natural leader and they trust that leader. But both work in the same way in
Lithuania. And even in that case, in the church use case, you could have redundancy within the fact that you could have, say, three leaders of the church and each one of them runs a relay because they're super techie. And they can federate in a way where they don't provide signatures to the community members, but they do provide signatures among themselves. So they relay alts into the other relays and they can get the signatures for the event so they can keep in sync because they are like super federated and collaborating. They collaborate amongst themselves. And that's kind of the cool thing, right? Like you can mix and match depending on like all these are tools. So you can mix and match depending on the level of openness and resiliency and all these things that you want.
Yeah, okay. And that kind of like brings me to another aspect is like how much policy should be explicit versus implicit. NIP29 has the RPC stuff. And I think both of you have said you don't really like that. It's just kind of...
I really dislike it.
But like relay policy, the interface that a relay or a group should expose should be the smallest interface possible so that everything can be interoperable and simple, but with the greatest power possible. So like, one thing I like a lot about NIP29 is that relays can delete whatever content they want. Even for like a managed NIP29 group, relays can publish only the group metadata that they published, and then all the other metadata is gone. And so like having that control is just an extension of an admin doing stuff, but it's all implicit, which means you don't have to have an interface for any of that except to modify it. And that doesn't have, it could be in the protocol, it could be outside the protocol, but I really like that implicit policy.
How, kind of stuff. Like how would you do it in a client? I'm all for doing it off the protocol, but then the client people will want an uniform interface for doing that.
Yeah, so
I'm all for having an HTML page with a form that you click submit and then you edit the group name.
You can do that. You could do like a notice or a notify like Vitor's spec where it's like, hey, like...
No.
Follow this link.
I see.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's necessarily right. Like I think having... Like I'm an advocate for... From what?
What do you gain? Like I don't get it. It's just...
No, I don't think you gain anything. I think it's a very bad UX, but you're talking shit about the RPC thing. But it's just a way, like, there has to be, like, I don't.
Well, the RPC is
not going to do on the HTML page. We're going to need some protocol, some uniform thing that everybody can implement.
It's like I update the metadata of the group. I'm the admin. The relay says, you're the admin. Okay, this is the new state. It's not an RPC. It's just me publishing the event, and that's it.
It's an RPC, too. Like, it's the same.
It's an RPC, but just it gracefully degrades.
That's the thing, right? Yeah, it kind of gracefully degrades, because if I'm the admin, say, if I publish the metadata of the group on a non-NIP29 relay... someone can say, "Oh, Pablo this pub key is the admin of this group. Give me the 39000, the metadata of the group that was published by Pablo, or by these five pub keys, right? And whatever is the latest one, that is the state of the group."
That's more complex on the client
side. It's more complex on the client side for sure. It would add the benefit of not requiring NIP29, explicit NIP29 support, but yes, it does make an ask on the client. But I think it's a cleaner way. It's a more noisy way of doing the I'm publishing the event. I'll say, for example, it could be that literally the NIP29 compliant relay only accepts metadata group events from the admins, and whenever you get a req for the 39,000, you just return the latest version that the relay has accepted, right?
Yeah, and then, yeah, that works. But you could also like have a single kind that only the admins, like the relay only accept from admins, and inside that kind, you put like an unsigned event that is the new template, and the relay takes that, signs it, and that's the new canonical metadata. And something like that. Like you just get rid of having to have a bunch of RPC events. Mm. But also like the add group, like add member and remove member events, I think they're good because they provide a history that you can reconstruct later of who was it. But the moderation stuff and the metadata stuff, I think, can be removed.
Yeah, I think the moderation stuff is a good example because, like, you know, the reason I don't like the RPC stuff isn't necessarily RPC being bad. Like, you could do the same thing in the way that Pablo's talking about. But the more that is in the protocol, the more rigid the data model is. So, like, the moderation stuff, you have a particular moderation event, and the semantics of that event are limit what you can do with moderation. And I think one of the interesting things about Nostr is really dynamic moderation. And of course, like, you should have these moderation events for the basic version. But if you want to go like Web of Trust moderation or something like that, that's awesome. And so like 1984, I think, is a better way to do moderation because anyone can publish those. They're just notes. They're just comments. Noah, the relay doesn't have to do anything with them. But the relay can say like, well, these people are moderators. And so I'm going to, you know, put the notes that they report under probation until the admin reviews them. Like, the relay's policy can be as complex as it wants it to be, and the only interface you have is a 1984. And then, you know, if someone creates a 1984, the relay can be like, I'm not gonna respond to recs with 1984s, so they're private now or whatever. So I think like the more that's implicit, the more flexibility there is for creating really interesting group experiences.
How do you answer the client developer who wants to put up a button for changing, like adding a new admin? How do we add a new admin?
Adding a new admin?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one admin. It's the pub key on the relay.
No. The group lives inside the relay. The relay has multiple groups. Each group has an admin, an owner, and multiple admins. Like in the NIP29 we're talking about.
I mean, you could do moderators, but there's only one admin. It's the guy who can SSH into the server and delete the database. There's only one admin. That's why relays matter.
That's not the admin. That's the owner.
That's the admin. He's the administrator.
Okay. Let me break you out of this world. There are two relays now. Two different pub keys. So now let's go back to the admin of the group.
No, you're confusing things. Like,
No.
I'm a completely different thing.
I'm differentiating because of course, the guy that has root access on the relay can just go and delete, nuke the database. Okay, now there are two databases. You only have SSH access to one of them. Okay, now there is an admin of the group, and you want to add another admin.
So you make a new relay.
No. Hold on, one question.
Why can't you have two admins?
It's Fiat's question without the cop-out of, oh, no, you can delete the database.
You can't have two admins because then there's contention.
Why can't you have two moderators? If you just kibbling with the words. But okay, I'll use your word. I'll use the moderator. Why can't you have two moderators? How do you add another moderator?
Okay, so if you want to, well, now our definitions are confused. But for admins, you can't have two admins because admins determine the canonical event, right? The group metadata.
I was referring to admins, to the guy who created the group inside the relay. Like the relay owner doesn't, I don't care about him. Like, suppose he's just sleeping and his relay is just operating like my relay code does. And you have like two, you have a group and that group has what I would call admin, but you call him moderator. Okay, that group has a moderator who created the group. And now this guy wants to add another moderator. How do you do that? Pablo is left. Like, this question was for Pablo too.
Oh, the question is for me? Oh, for me, it's very simple. You publish the R39001 with the new PubKey. That's it.
That kind of like brings us back to like who is allowed to publish 39001s? You know, that brings us back to NIP72's moderators.
The admin.
Well, now you have contention over which list is canonical. Like, what if two moderators remove each other from their own member list?
If I add you as a member and you publish before I do removing me, then you are the owner now, or the moderator.
You can have that, like, you might want some moderator that doesn't have authority again.
Yeah,
you just want someone to help you to
permissions, right? But yeah, if I give you like admin role or like god mode on the group and you remove
me, but then you have to define these permissions somewhere. Like, you have to have a list of permissions or a list of like a rank or something. And that's what the RPC thing is doing, and you don't like, but I also don't like. I think it's horrible, but there has to be something.
But literally on the P tag, say I have P, my pub key, whatever, add member, like whatever it may be. Like, I can change 39001. It's just list of the ACL that I have, and then I can add HODLBOT, and I say, oh, he can only add people, but he cannot remove people, members, I mean. And it's just the really acts based on that.
Yeah, that's what I had in mind too. But now HODLBOT doesn't like it.
Well, yeah, I think like policy should be implicit and internal to the relay. So who the moderators are might be visible, like in a list, but that list has to be published by the pub key of the actual person who's running the relay, because the relay is the source of truth. So even if you
that's
have
what NIP29 does. It's the relay that publishes.
It sounded like what you guys were talking about was like getting into the client world of, you know, you have conflicting events and clients having to sort all that stuff out. I mean, the RPC stuff, yeah. So like, that's a way of updating the internal policy. But you know, the problem is not that the relay. So, you know, we were talking about this distinction between managed and unmanaged groups, right? Like, managed groups are ones where the relay publishes metadata on behalf of the groups. And I think that's a fine thing. I just also want unmanaged groups to exist. And with unmanaged groups, there are no moderators. There are no other admins. Yeah. It would just be...
Well, the unmanaged group was a proposal by me trying to get your idea into NIP29 in a way that is compatible.
Yeah. And I like...
It's just you use a...
I said I was skeptical that we can have these two models coexist, but I'm working on a rewrite of NIP29 that tries to reconcile both. So we'll see.
But the way I understand it, maybe I'm wrong, but the way I understand it is the unmanaged version, the goal is for it to work on non-NIP29 relays, right?
Yep. So that we're not centralizing around implementations or providers.
Right. Service. So the question is, who has the authority to do things, right? So a client that wants to be able to support unmanaged groups would just need to know who is the P, who is the pub key that has access to update the member list or update the whatever, right? So when I rec for metadata of the group or member list or whatever it might be, I don't just rec for the age tag. I also rec for by authors, whatever, like all the different moderators. I think that's the only requirement for the unmanaged part.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Like, you know, if anyone can write any event to the server, you have to say these events have to be interpreted according to a specific framework. Like, so if someone creates a group, then, you know, I would prefer to say if someone creates a group, it's just there. There is no moderator. There is no admin over the group. But you could say, like, if someone created a group, they're the admin in perpetuity. I just don't think that solves any interesting problem.
But that's how Discord works.
Where if someone creates a group on Discord, they're the admin forever. Yeah, but it's like, you know, Discord groups have that nested structure. So they're like, they're pretending to be a server admin because you don't create Well, I guess you do create like nested groups. But yeah, there's that multi-level.
Yeah, but you can add other moderators and give different permissions to each.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole confusing, complex set of stuff.
Yeah. But again, like maybe you don't want to have that interface. So you just implement that on the relay side. The moderators have a special tool that talks to your special relay implementation, and you do whatever you want. Like Pyramid.
Yeah, that's fine.
Pyramid, you couldn't really do using the RPC stuff because it doesn't have a static member list.
Pyramid is not NIP 29.
It's not, but, yeah, but you might want to.
You want like a relay that is closed like Pyramid, and everybody that is in Pyramid can talk inside these groups, like in a Discord chat interface with multiple groups inside, without having to use any relay like NIP 29 specific software. And I think that works. Like if you have a group that has a wide list of members, and you trust everybody there, that's fine. That should work.
Yeah. Yeah, I would use Pyramid as my test case for Flotilla for these unmanaged groups, but I can't connect to it, so
you're not invited.
Yeah, that's because you're trying to open 20 connections.
No, I don't open 20 connections. I just try to reconnect, and I think your throttling is like no, you can't connect more than once a minute or something.
Yeah, I increased that recently.
It's still perfect.
Like now it's every 5 minutes.
Chances for a minute. we have three chances every minute. That was it before.
Is there anything else that you guys want to say about NIP 29? I am working on draft 3 of HODLBOD's random criticisms about a spec that people are using. And, you know, I should say I have no right to criticize NIP 29. I just want to build something specific, and I want to use NIP 29 if I can, but I also don't want to get in the way of the people who are already building clients on it. So I like to all the listeners and to you guys, just take my opinions with a grain of salt. You can completely ignore me. You have my permission to ignore you.
We always do. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what everyone says.
That's what my kids say. I don't know. Yeah.
Your kids ignore you. Everything you say.
They do. They shouldn't. But yeah. Any other thoughts or things that we haven't talked about? Or, you know, do you want to do any character assassinations while we have everyone here?
No, I guess not.
What are you planning? Why don't you tell us? Are you planning? Pablo wants to leave, but I want to talk.
Oh no! I want to keep talking.
Just like
I don't have any public character assassinations to do right now.
Okay, all right.
I have a love list though. I have a NIP 51 list that doesn't fit in any relay.
I've created a list to try NIP 51 many years ago. It's called List of Bad People. It has Pablo there and someone else. I don't know. And I can't delete this thing. This thing keeps following me in every client. I don't know what to do.
Just replace it with
a deleted.
It's
not broken.
Replace it with a deleted tag. And then
it's too hard.
And then blast it. Oh no! Wait.
That's true. Replaceable events. If you clear them out, it'll work on relays that don't respect deletes.
Yeah,
I guess
that's what
something.
I do.
That's why I said that the spec should be: you clear them out, the relay deletes it, or the relay keeps it if it doesn't implement that part. But no, you wanted like some special kind that has a delete in it and whatever. But that's worse. That's much worse. You have to clean it, and then you have to delete it now.
You have
two actions instead of one.
That's exactly what I do. And then when you like on highlighter, when you delete a long form, it empties the content, adds a deleted tag, and then creates a deletion event of that kind, of that event.
Yeah.
And then on Deimos, a bunch of people were responding to my deleted long forms saying, oh, very interesting. This is empty. So now when you delete something on the highlighter, it replaces the content with "this article has been deleted by your client, cannot tell."
Yeah, that's
oh man,
how it should be. Also, highlighter is creating long form notes with HTML.
I saw the bug this morning. I will fix it.
And Jump was rendering the HTML image tag as an image, so I fixed it.
Oh,
and now it renders it as HTML text inside the thing. So everybody,
I'm pretty sure CrossFit
repent
rampant on those.
I repent. Oh, for sure. You can steal so many keys. Huh?
Everyone's freaked out about Enigma, but there hasn't been an attack since then. So, or is it Enigma? It's something else. That chat client from 2021.
Yeah, I think so.
Enigma. What's that word? I haven't seen that word before.
Yeah, Enigma. Well, so hold about don't cop out from the question. So what are you planning to do?
What do I want to build, or what am I planning?
No, what you're planning?
What are
the
you
new
thinking?
Spec?
Like
waiting for the podcast to end to release the spec.
I was trying to get it done. I was trying to get it done, but it's getting to be a really long spec.
Why is it a long
live feedback now?
So what I want is relays as groups with minimalistic rooms. Like I was originally implementing this with T tags, right? So like the room is just a string and that's it. No extra permissions or anything. That's not what NIP29 provides. And Fiat Jeff says I'm not allowed to make up my own spec. So I have to reconcile these two things because apparently they're compatible.
Why do you want to fit perfectly? Why not just use an H instead of a T?
That's what Fiat Jeff said. But, you know, I was using a T because I wanted to go as simple as humanly possible. And H has different semantics than a T. T is really left side of the...
T is further down on the alphabet. So H...
Oh, that's what simplicity means.
Yeah. And now you can't have tags. You can't have hashtags in your groups because you're using T as the group ID.
Yeah, no, Fiat Jeff pointed that out, and I was like, yeah, you're right. Never mind. So I'll use an H regardless, but that's kind of what I want, is like very much on the relay-heavy policy side of the spectrum with groups, with subgroups being almost nothing at all. Just something to have like a hashtag, general hashtag, whatever, in your sidebar. And then NIP29 groups, in my mind, are basically, we have a single relay for communities and it has 10,000 groups in it, and the relay can deplatform any group that they want, which I think is as bad as a centralized solution. So, I mean, take that hyperbole as you will. So everything I can do to push NIP29 towards relying on individual relays and surfacing that to the end user, That's kind of my goal.
But I don't get it. Your criticism is that NIP29 is too ruggable and your solution is to make it more relay-centric. I don't get it.
No, it's saying that NIP29 as it is, it will default to a single relay hosting all the groups. And he wants to have multiple relays with different groups inside.
So, if you have a group on a relay, the relay can always rug the group. You can fix that risk profile in two different ways. You can have a group living on multiple relays simultaneously, which creates missing context and coordination issues potentially, which sound to me like very hard problems. Or you can have approach the ideal of one group per relay. And so in order to create a group, you spin up a new relay. And that way, if you have 10,000 groups on Nostr, you know, you don't have one relay that can rug them all. You have 10,000 relays, each of which can only rug a single group. Now, of course, that's with the unspoken assumption that these relays are not hosted by a single company on a single server anyway. But, you know, at least it gives the user that decision to say, like, do you want to run it on your Raspberry?
That or fuzzy feeling that it...
They're all hosted on Cloudflare.
I mean, they're all behind DNS and SSL, so I mean, that's really
yeah. Icon controls everything.
Yep.
But like the current NIP29 clients, they all I don't know about Xerox chat because I could never manage to join a NIP29 group there, but they all display the relay name like very prominently, like the relay address and then the group name or group ID behind it, like not behind it, but whatever, close to it. And I think that the UI can do a lot of work for decentralizing, because people will be, oh, I don't want to host my group here, I want to host my group there. And I don't know, when Nostr gets big, we will necessarily have to have multiple relays, like Mastodon
does. I disagree. I think relays are only surfaced because none of us have UX developers and product managers who want to reduce all the friction possible for users. Relays are an extra thing to understand. People are always confused about that when they join Nostr. And so unless they're idealists and nerds, they're really not going to want to know about relays. I want to force people to have to think about relays, at least if they're an admin.
So the current UIs are forcing people.
I think you're so wrong, Holbot. We might as well be speaking different languages, man.
So I want to make my own spec, and I'll just do my own thing. When I'm proven right, then you guys can.
I don't know if he's wrong now. I'm agreeing with him.
No. I think he's super wrong. So now you are wrong too, Banana. I think the moment people care about the stuff they're hosting, they're going to figure it out in the same way that, fuck it, like, hashers will say, oh, I'm providing hash to, like, this pool that has over 51% of the hash rate, I'm going to move somewhere else. Like, on a relay with your data, there is even more of an incentive because you are the only one that is harmed if you get fucked. It's the same thing where if you have a lot of your money on an cashew mint that has a lot of funds, you have an incentive to move some of those funds away. I think it's the same. And people, if they have the tooling and an opportunity to be able to, without destroying their audience, to move the relay somewhere else, or at least to add a backup to their group or groups, they will pursue that. So I think you are discounting the incentive of not getting fucked when you have the capability of the tooling. And the problem that I see with your approach, where you very explicitly move the group to the relay, you are removing that tool from the memory. I know that you have like this migration thing, but that is too much of a very explicit action of moving from A to B, and not a union of adding B as well as A. So now instead of relay A being able to rug you, now relay B is able to rug you, but it's still either one of those. Whereas, so you basically can't really have an active backup. So it's like a master-slave database, where instead of having just one master, you have multiple masters. Same idea.
Sorry, you can't say these words.
Sorry. I meant main and whatever else. And not main brand.
Employee.
You guys ever use UWSGI from Python? It's a server.
I do.
They had the best metaphors. They had a couple different modes. You had like emperor mode, where it slaughters its minions, and like so good.
So yeah,
but yeah, I think you're giving people too much credit, Pablo. And have you read Crypto Economics? I know you have, because you recommended it to me. I think, doesn't he say that the 51% pool will cause miners to switch? That's a fallacy.
Whatever. Like, I don't remember. But he gets a lot of things wrong anyway. And just fucking go to Argentina, and you'll see that when things get bad, people figure shit out. I think there is this tragedy of saying, oh, people are so retarded that when they're getting murder, they will not try to do anything. People do react, and especially if...
Sometimes.
No, man, like, I mean,
I think you're both correct. You're both right. Like, you Like there are some people that will just follow whatever, but there's different thresholds, and Hotbot is saying like everybody's dumb, everybody will just follow the UX designers, and you're saying no one will follow anything. I think there's a balance there, and we have to fight for this the good side.
Yeah, but with the model where there is no explicit forced tie between relay and group, you are removing power away, you're removing tooling away from people. And what you're looking for is a UX approach. So what you're trying to do is force the UX to create this tie, right? But you could have this UX without forcing it at the protocol level, which removes tooling, removes agency from the group admins, from the group moderators.
I don't think it removes agency. How is that?
Well, because you can't run the group in multiple relays, or you can't transparently switch relays. You must be within one relay. You're forced to be tied to one relay.
Yeah, I see your point. I think you could solve that pretty easily on the client level, though. So, like, you know, with those Reddit forks, because I think that's a great model for what you're talking about, where the admin does not deserve to have an iron fist and control the entire group. What you could do is easily join both versions of the group, like same H tag, different relays, and your group membership list just has the same H group ID in it twice, but on different relays. And your client says, oh, he's on both of these groups. I'll merge them together and show which relay each post came from, or I'll have two copies of the group in the navigation or whatever it might be. I think that would be pretty easy to reconcile on a client end, which is the right place to do it, because you're talking about, like, I think that has more to do with user agency than with admin agency.
Yeah, that's what I'm advocating for, being able to...
I don't think my design precludes that.
Yeah, I think you're both right. I think both designs can work.
Yeah, Jeff, you're such a people pleaser.
Yeah, what's going on? See,
oh, I want you both to be in the same protocol.
Your new brand, your new banana brand, is so nice. Is this a reaction to Jack calling you an asshole?
Also, Oldboy told me to be professional.
I don't see any tie, so.
Well, I'm wearing a tie.
A tie with no shirt.
It's like 40 degrees here.
Can you imagine if someone actually listened to this podcast?
At least like five people
in the NIP 29 group.
There is no way anyone listened to this.
Said it before, I'm going to say it again. I do this podcast for myself. So so to summarize our positions, tell me how right I get it. And I know Fiat Jeff is going to say I'm wrong, but...
Well, what's your new spec? I don't know. Like, as far as I know, your new spec is just the same as I did, like, my proposal for a minute.
It's like a fleshed out version of your proposal. I'm mostly doing it to prove to myself that the two group modes can coexist.
Okay.
And also to rewrite the language in NIP29, because it feels really disorganized to me.
So now we have to accept that thing, your changes, and also get rid of the RPC so Pablo is happy. And what else? I'm taking a note here, like, of everything I have to do.
Hold on, just publish your proposal straight to master on the NIPs repo.
I'll just push it, and then I'll at mention to all the people who get mad at me for urging anything.
just force push into master. Fuck it.
I'll erase all the Git history while I'm at it.
Yes.
Yeah, I also include the new Pablo stuff. I think, Pablo, what do you think about my counter proposal to yours? Like, you the admin publishes a rapid version of the new metadata. The relay takes that, signs it, and that becomes the canonical new thing.
Yeah, I don't see the benefit.
Benefit is to have just one metadata, not other metadata from multiple people and then you have to download all that or just get the relay.
No. So say, for example, the three of us are admins on a group and I want to change the...
You mean moderators?
Yes. The three of us are moderators. Wait, uppercase L, ontology, nip29.coracle.social. And I want to change the name of the group. I publish 39,000 saying title, whatever name, whatever. And then the relay sees that and it sees that I am a moderator of the group. It keeps my event. And if I rec for age and kind 39,000, it gives you one event with my version of whatever that was the title.
But what if the relay has like 5,000 members and you want to add a new one?
Yeah.
You have to...
You add another, another puppy. Yeah.
You make a huge thing.
You make a huge... Yeah. I mean, what if you want to wreck for like the members, right? It's kind of the same thing.
Just don't do member lists. Member lists are a mistake.
Why?
Because they're going to be huge. Just don't.
Yeah, when they start to get huge, I was thinking like in the current model that the relay could just not publish them because if they are huge.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like if you ask for a member list, you could just return yourself. Like you're a member. Like you don't have to know the others.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
My battery's almost dying, and I have another podcast.
What the hell? What an asshole.
The guy's a professional.
I have better things to do. but okay, Banana and I are going to keep talking then.
You can't keep talking. I'm the admin.
Okay, are you going to kick us out?
Yeah, I'm going to de-platform you.
Okay, we're going to fork Riverside. And...
Okay, now's your last chance.
Can I install Google Chrome now? Or no?
Okay. Okay, yes. Hold on. What? Yeah, it's just merge to master your version and we'll all adapt to your take on NIP29. Hold on.
I already did. I erased all the other NIPs too. Nostr is just NIP.